This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone, everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Bert Bertonis. He's in California. He's a radio frequency engineer. He has been experiencing radio frequency designs and engineering them and developing them since the mid-1970s. He's got a bachelor's of science in electrical engineering, and he's got his MBA. Welcome, Bert.
Good to be here, Vince. It's been a while since I was last on.
Yeah. You know, the reason, class, the reason that Bert's on with us today is I was reading an article about wireless chargers, charging devices like cell phones, iPads, you know, those types of devices without wires. Now, how complicated is it to charge your device? Well, you have one of these little solid-state devices. You plug it into your wall outlet. You plug in your USB cable into that, and then you plug that short cable into your device. And, you know, within a short time, your device is charged. It can be a PC. It can be a an iPad, a tablet, a Surface device. And how hard is that? Not too hard. Well, I read this article from the Internet about how Disney is really interested in exploring wireless charging and removing that pesky cord, that how difficult it must be to plug in this cord so you can charge this device wirelessly through the air. How important is that? Well, I'm concerned about the dangers of that, so I called a USA Prepares instructor, Bert Bertonis, about this, and that's what we're going to talk about this hour. Bert, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, the Disney system uses magnetics. So let me back up and say there's three or four different methods that are being talked about, some being tested for how to wirelessly charge your cell phones and other PDAs, other electronic devices. So there's magnetic, there's radio frequency, and believe it or not, there's ultrasonic audio. And the magnetics, let's divide up to near field and far field. So the Disney system is designed to embed the whole room in a high power magnetic field. And I know that doesn't sound too appealing, and to be honest with you, we don't know what the potential dangers are. Now, near-field magnetics, that's sort of getting its legs, and you see it more and more going into coffee shops. That's when you just put your phone down on a pad, and it magnetically couples to it. That's actually probably not so dangerous, and if they can get a standard in place, probably not so bad an idea. But the far field systems, I think they're all with different dangers. And let me back up again and say, you have to think in terms of the scale of the power. A cell phone transmits a maximum of 600 milliwatts. So in maximum power mode, let's say with everything else it has to do, it's burning up to a watt of power. Now, how do you get a device that loses probably 90 to 99% of its power through the air. So only 1 to 5 or 10% at best would ever get to the phone. How do you generate enough power to get that amount of coupled power into your phone? You need to actually have hundreds or thousands or even tens of thousands of watts being transmitted. So the bottom line is, you know, the very simple look at it that anybody can just say, you know, this is out of scale. That's correct. It's out of scale. The reality is it can't really be done safely and legally, yet many companies are working on it.
And, Bert, I've got to ask you, what is the attraction of wireless charging? Do you have a handle on why someone would say, you know, I could just put my phone, if you're talking about the magnetic type, all I have to do is put my phone on this pad versus put my phone down right where the pad would be and just plug in this cable. What's so hard about plugging in the cable?
I think nothing. But the idea is you wouldn't have to plug your phone in. You could just be walking around. It would charge out of the air. You know, it sort of reminds me, years ago, we had something in California called the breatharian movement. And the idea was these people claimed that they didn't have to eat food. They could get all their nourishment out of the air. And there's actually a movement, and they claimed, oh, yeah, we just don't eat food. And finally, one of the TV stations followed the guy around and caught him going into McDonald's and coming out with a pack of hamburgers. But it's the same kind of idea. But, I mean, I can tell you from somebody who's worked in wireless his entire career, the math just isn't there. We're not talking about being off by half or four times or even 10 times. We're off by hundreds or thousands of times in terms of what you would have to generate in the field to couple energy into your phone and have it effectively charge.
All right. Well, let's just talk about wireless charging without the magnetics. Let's talk about the RF, radio frequency charging. So let's say there are proposed systems that are suggesting that this can be done, and they're on the stock market right now. I believe you can buy stock in at least one of these companies, and I'm not going to mention their name because I don't want people to say, "Wow, this is great! I'm going to buy stock," because I think it's a really bad idea. But Bert, so you've been to our house. Now, if we were in the living room, for example, and we have a typical living room, class, and let's say I were on the phone, if I had one of these cell phones and if I had one of these wireless chargers, and I walked around the living room, this device would have to be focused toward the phone, right? It would have to say, I know where the phone is, I'll track that phone, and I'll have to have an antenna that can either electronically find the phone and aim that pattern, that transmission pattern toward the phone as I pace around, which I do, and it would have to attack me with these radio frequencies while it's really trying to find the phone, which is very close to my head, right? Isn't that how that would work? It would track me?
Well, that's correct. Because the power is so far off in terms of getting enough into the phone, these companies are working on beamforming antennas that'll concentrate more of the power where the phone is, which, you know, could be right in your pocket, meaning, yes, it's pointing it right at you. So let's say maybe that takes it from being off by 1,000 to being off by only 100 in terms of the amount of power you need. But, yes, it in a perverse way, it makes it even more dangerous. The FCC in the unlicensed bands only allows 1 watt of power with a 60 dB antenna gain. So I don't want to get too technical, but that's like 4 watts of radiated power. But the amount that would get coupled into any phone with an Omni antenna is about 1/10,000th of that or less. So you work on focused antennas. But even then, still not enough power. And there's another caveat. Those power limits are based on sending information. A lot of people forget these bands were sent up in order to transmit data, to transmit information. If you're just transmitting a CW signal, just a straight signal, the power level is even less. It's approximately 1 milliwatt. So none of these systems are safe. None of these systems can get approved under current FCC regulations. And in the fine print, when you talk to one of these companies, they'll admit, well, we're working on getting the FCC to modify the rules to approve them. But in my opinion, that's never going to happen because health groups, different lobbying groups would make sure that the public would be protected, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking about beam-forming antennas, what came to my mind was when I was a child and I learned about magnifying glasses and the sun, you know, 93 million miles away from Earth is the sun, and light reaches the Earth from the sun. And I could take, in that very weak light, I could take a magnifying glass and I could burn a hole in a leaf by concentrating that that light energy from the sun to the point where it would set a leaf on fire. If I could focus like a 4-inch magnifying glass or a 3-inch magnifying glass into like a pinpoint of light, focus all that energy. Now, we're talking about doing something analogous to that. Is that not correct?
Well, that's correct. But if you actually look at the FCC rules, if you use any more than 6 dB antenna gain, you have to back your power down. So let's say they have 20 dB antenna gain, then they would have to back the power down significantly, and it actually defeats the purpose. But again, the companies are demonstrating the products assuming that, well, we'll get the FCC to approve this somehow. I don't know how, but that's their official line. If you actually look at the rules, there's just nothing close to a provision that would allow for wireless charging anywhere in the FCC Part 15, which is the section for unlicensed devices.
Isn't the FCC interested in communications of information rather than communication of information as compared with transmission of raw power? Are they not? Is the FCC not in the business of licensing the transmission of raw power?
Well, that's correct. They're not. But I will say they are in the business of protecting both people and the radio waves. And an example of that is any transmitter basically transmits the signal you want plus a lot of spurious emissions. There's harmonics, there's interference that's generated. So they're also in the business of making sure with regulations that when you transmit a signal at, let's say, 102 megahertz FM transmitter, it doesn't go into other bands and other frequencies.
When we come back, Bert Bertonis, I'd like to read an article on CNET.com, and it's about it says Disney develops room with ubiquitous wireless charging. Researchers have built a prototype room that will allow multiple devices to be charged wirelessly while in the room. I'd like to read that article and get your take on it. We'll be right back.
Survival. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Bertonis is with us, and we're talking about wireless charging of electrical devices or electronic devices. And there's an article on CNET. I'll post it at USA Prepares. Disney develops room with ubiquitous charging. And the article goes on to say, Disney research is taking wireless charging to a whole new level. The scientific and tech arm of the entertainment giant has built a prototype room with ubiquitous wireless power delivery that allows several devices to be charged wirelessly in much the way we get internet access through Wi-Fi. By tapping quasi-static cavity resonance, researchers have discovered they could generate magnetic fields inside specifically built structures to deliver kilowatts of power to mobile devices inside that structure. This new innovative method will make it possible for electric power to become as ubiquitous as Wi-Fi. And this, in turn, could enable new applications for robots and small mobile devices by eliminating the need to replace batteries and wires for charging. I'd like to talk about that part. Historically, mobile device owners have been forced to plug their products into a charger to refresh a battery. Wireless charging, however, ditches the cord and allows users to simply rest their device atop a charging pad to add juice. Juice means electricity. Disney's approach eliminates the need to be on that pad. All you have to do is be in the room, and your device will start charging automatically. And depending on where you are in the room, delivery efficiency can be as high as 95%, researchers said. There is one potential issue. You have to not mind being in a room constructed of mostly aluminum. That includes walls, ceiling, and floor. And there's a copper pole in the middle of the room and 15 discrete high-quality factor capacitors that separate the magnetic field from the electric field. No word on when you can expect one of these metal boxes for your home. That's pretty much the article, Bert.
Yeah.
Your comments?
Vince, have you seen a picture of the room?
I have not seen a picture of the room.
It looks something out of Star Trek. It reminds me of the transporter, if you remember that.
Yes.
Boy, I don't want to be the first person to go in that room with kilowatts of magnetic energy being dissipated. You know, it may turn out to be safe, but, boy, when you talk about kilowatts of magnetic energy, it's just hard to believe. I think there's a lot of research that's going to have to be done on the effects on biological entities.
Okay, let's talk about what a kilowatt of power is. Now, a kilowatt is 1,000 watts of power for an hour. The old-fashioned incandescent light bulb, you could light up 10 of them for an hour with 1 kilowatt of electricity. And 746 watts equals 1 horsepower. Now, after the broadcast, we're going to be rototilling our garden with a couple horsepower rototiller. And if you all know, if you've tilled a garden, you know how much work it is to turn over that dirt. Well, you know, a few horsepower, like 3 horsepower, is about roughly 2 kilowatts, right? That's a little more than 3 horsepower, it's just a little bit more than 2 kilowatts. But what I'm saying is, a kilowatt of power is a significant amount. And if you're going to be in a room where that's ricocheting around, that can't be all that healthy, in my mind. That's my opinion.
Sure. And, Vince, on a previous show, we talked about cell phone safety. And a cell phone can transmit up to 600 milliwatts, so that's 0.6 of a watt output. And holding that up to your brain is probably not a safe thing. And there have been, the more recent studies do show a link between both cancer and other health effects and heavy use of cell phones. But, there we're talking about a watt. Here we're talking about thousands of watts. So, again, it's, you know, just the back of the envelope tells you it's probably not safe. It's definitely not legal through the FCC rules. Yet, because of the attractiveness, you have all these companies developing products, selling stock, and as you mentioned, one of them is even public.
Yeah. When we come back, Bert, let's talk about that little study that you did. You climbed on top of a mountain and you measured microwave radiation years ago in Silicon Valley. Let's talk about what you found out with that study that you did. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Bert Bertonis is with us. He's a radio frequency engineer. Lots and lots of experience. He's a professional in the in that industry, patent holder, and he's been in Silicon Valley for a very, very long time, decades. And so he knows a lot of the movers and shakers, and we're talking about the dangers of microwave radiation and wireless charging. Bert, before we go into the story about you measuring microwave radiation in the valley, okay. Silicon Valley, I'd like to share with you, I have a good friend, a very dear friend, a nice guy, and he was in the Vietnam conflict, which ended around 1975. So probably a couple years older than I. And when he was single during this Vietnam conflict, he was in radio communications. His job was communications. And when he was going on leave, before he went on leave, he would go sit on the feed horn of a satellite communications antenna to scramble his potential for reproduction. So he would literally sit on the feed horn of a satellite antenna, use the microwave energy to scramble his sperm. So that, now I'm serious. you know, it's like an open-air microwave oven, and that's what he did before he went into town. Now, he knew as a young man, a single young man, that the microwaves had that effect. So, that being said, do you have any comments on that before we continue?
No. I'd be concerned about the genetic effects. So,
sure. Absolutely. And I don't know if he has children or had children or not. I don't know that. But let's go into the next part of this. So my understanding from chatting with you many, many years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you went up to the top of a mountain in Silicon Valley in 1980s, I believe, and you wanted to measure the microwave radiation. Tell us that story, please.
Well, we were developing a product that used the 2.4 gigahertz band to transmit wireless internet. So that's one of the major license-free bands. We had a startup company, team of engineers. We had been developing the product. It tested in the lab. It was good. We were ready to finally go up to the mountaintop, broadcast it down into Silicon Valley, and test the actual real-world performance of the product. So we got all our gear and our prototypes. We had people down below. We went up to the radio tower, assembled our equipment, started testing it, and at first it was working pretty well. You know, we had it hooked up by mid-morning. Then around 11:30, we noticed performance started going down, and by noon, it pretty much stopped working, and we couldn't figure it out. We're testing everything. So we look at the spectrum analyzer, and we see the noise floor has gone up 10 to 20 dB. And the noise floor across all of Silicon Valley went up by 10 or 20 dB. And at first we're scratching our heads. Is the HP spectrum analyzer flaking out? What's going on? And finally, it hit us. What's going on? Everybody was eating lunch, and they were turning on their microwave ovens. And microwave ovens actually are in the same exact frequency band. The microwave tube that's in it is centered at 2450 megahertz, 2.45 gigahertz, and it was raising the noise floor, and it pretty much made our product, not so usable because of that. Now, today, if you go up there and do the same test, something else happens because there's so much prolific Wi-Fi that the noise floor is up 20 dB just because of the Wi-Fi, so you don't even see the effect of the microwave oven anymore. But 15 years ago, you could, and it was pretty startling that there was that much energy that the whole noise floor in the 2.4 gigahertz frequency band increased by 10 to 100 times during lunchtime and also, of course, during dinner.
Bert, would you give us a quick thumbnail education of, you mentioned dB as in decibel. What is an increase of 10 dB, please? What does that mean in layman's terms?
Every 10 dB is 10 times. So 20 dB would be 100 times, 30 dB would be 1,000 times. And that's pretty much based on the fact that radio waves and cosmic energy is logarithmic. So things can, your actual signal that you would pick up in a radio receiver can vary by huge amounts, by, you know, actually almost hundreds of thousands times your strongest signal to your weakest signal. So the only way to get your handle around those kind of numbers is to use a log system.
So if I've got this right, a 10 dB, 10 decibel increase is 10 times. A 20 decibel
Correct.
Increase is 100 times more.
Yes.
And a 30 decibel increase is 1,000 times more. Okay, so now, as you described this, you were saying that you had a product that would transmit wireless internet. Is that correct?
Yes. That was our product. So we ended up, actually, just a side note, it did become successful. We adapted it for a different application, which was to sell to cable companies to hop their wireless internet signal. The cable companies use DOCSIS, and we actually created a version of the product that would allow them to send DOCSIS wirelessly where they didn't have cable run. So it ultimately became a successful product, but it was not useful for broadcasting internet to the masses over the unlicensed frequency band.
And the reason, as I understand from what you said, is the fact that cell phones became more prolific, although you didn't say that. The cell phone
Wi-Fi.
Transmissions is... Okay, but no, but
Wi-Fi.
I mean, what was interfering... Okay, I'm sorry. Wi-Fi prevented... the use of Wi-Fi prevented this product from being implemented as you designed it. So more and more microwaves were being used to what would you say, increase the noise level, right?
Well, between the microwave ovens and now Wi-Fi, the 2.4 mm-hmm. frequency band really can't be used for anything long distance now. The other thing we did is we moved to the 5 gigahertz license-free band, although that is now becoming fairly congested with Wi-Fi as well. So as we work on new technology, generally through the 100-year history of wireless, you see engineers and developers moving to higher and higher frequencies where to get out of congestion. Also, what's favorable about higher frequencies is there's more bandwidth because the actual spectrum is logarithmic as well. So when you get into the higher frequencies, you actually contain, you know, 1% bandwidth becomes a lot more megahertz and you can send more data. So they're harder to work with in terms of the technology, but you can send more and more data as you go higher and higher in frequency.
So let me see if I've got this right, Bert. Were you saying that the microwave ovens themselves were part of the problem? And if that's the case, that's because they must leak. Is that correct?
Well, they leak very little, but in aggregate, it turned out to be substantial and very visible.
Okay. So
I mean,
a whole bunch of microwaves.
Hundreds of thousands of microwaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Each leaking a little bit causes a big problem that's measurable that would disrupt the communications. Now,
that's exactly right.
In itself, Bert, is that a problem in Silicon Valley with all of these microwaves? It sounds to me like 24 hours a day almost, or at least most of the daylight hours in Silicon Valley, microwaves are leaking to the point where you could not make this technology work, but people are bathing in this microwave energy no matter where they are. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. I mean, look at any major office complex. You're going to see 10 or more wireless signals in your Wi-Fi band alone. So that's not to mention all the cell phone towers, which are even higher power, and other broadcasting transmitters. So we're all bathing in it. I think, again, you have to look at it in terms of how much power that what's the power density? And, you know, one caveat is that we've developed as human beings under a tremendous wireless radiator, and we bathe in it every day, and that's called the sun. And generally, in small amounts, it's benign or in some cases even healthy, creates vitamin D. So it really has to do with the magnitude of the signal. And again, talking about logarithmic. So when you talk about wireless charging, we're talking about something that's hundreds or thousands of times higher power density. And that's why we say that it's dangerous, because it's the level that's being absorbed by human tissue in your body.
You know, I was talking with Dr. Norman Shealy. He's a medical doctor, a researcher, a physicist, an author of 30-plus books. He's been on the radio in this marketplace, in the Springfield, Missouri marketplace, for many years. He's known worldwide. And we were talking about what is happening to the human body. Why is cancer increasing at an increasing rate? And he talks about the assault 360 degrees by chemical, biological, electronic, you know, toxins all over the air. And do you see this increasing at an increasing rate? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. In New York City, they're thinking about having Wi-Fi so that you can move from cell to cell to cell in Wi-Fi all over the city. And other cities are thinking about that as well. So pretty much Wi-Fi everywhere you go in the city. Do you see that kind of a rollout happening as well?
Well, it is, and also cellular. So we're looking at microtransmitters. So your actual cellular frequencies are going to be everywhere. We're making the base stations smaller and smaller and smaller. So we will be bathed in more and more RF energy. Now, the good news is the FCC does have strict power limits, and pretty much if they're being adhered to. So it's not going to be thousands of times more. It might be, you know, five times more or, you know, a realistic number. But, yes, it's only going up.
It's only going up. Okay, and I'd like to connect a dot as to something that you said. I'm in total agreement with it. You talked about Wi-Fi, the number of Wi-Fi antennas that you can connect to or that you can see on your devices. I'll tell you what happened to me.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Bertonis is with us, and he's in Silicon Valley. Bert, when I travel, sometimes if I think I'm going to be delayed, I might take an old iPad with me. And I don't normally use that technology, but if I'm traveling, I think I might be broadcasting remotely. I can use an iPad, and there's wireless everywhere, except my house. And I can bring a headphone with a boom microphone, and those two things, I'm good to go. I can connect to the network, and I can broadcast remotely, and the signal's okay. So I happened to have this with me when I was traveling, and I was in a waiting room of an office complex, and I just thought, you know, I might be here for hours waiting for someone else, so I'll just catch up on the news. And I found between 19 and 20 Wi-Fi routers that, had I had the password, and you know, I could have connected to. And that's just in a small city or a medium-sized city. So that's just in one location, 19 to 20 different Wi-Fi routers. So the point is, you are absolutely correct.
Well, Vince, I have a little bit of good news for your listeners.
Okay.
And this kind of ties together the whole theme of what we've been talking about. So if you have a Wi-Fi router in your office, and let's say you're standing 10 to 20 feet away from it, the actual power level you're receiving is anywhere from 30 to 50 dB down. So we're talking about 1,000 to 100,000. So the good news is we call that far field coupling. The actual amount of power you're receiving is very, very low, unless you're literally right next to the router and sticking your head there. So the same reason that we say wireless charging is not effective unless you use kilowatts or megawatts of power, which would obviously be dangerous, is the good news why your actual phone or your human body is only picking up a tiny, tiny fraction of the energy from those routers. Now, in aggregate, of course, it adds up, but it's still a fairly low level. Now, can that affect people? It's sort of like x-rays. You know, one x-ray, you're probably okay. 10 x-rays, maybe you're still okay. 1,000 x-rays, some people might be affected. So as we add more and more wireless transmitters, of course, the level is going up. But the good news is we're still talking about fairly low signal levels in almost every case.
Okay. So here's what I did. During the break, there's a website called antennasearch.com. And you can type in the street address, the city, state, and zip if you want. And you can click process. And it will tell you how many antenna towers and antennas are in your, you know, within a few miles. So I typed in where I live. And it said it came up with two towers within a 4 mile radius of this. I typed in about 2 or 3 miles from where we are. There are two towers centered 2 or 3 miles from within a 4 mile radius of where, well, 2 miles away from us and 4 miles away from that, there are two towers and 9 antennas. Then I typed in your neck of the woods. And it took like a long time to process this.
Sure.
241 towers. 100 times more towers. 920 antennas. So 100 times more towers and 100 times more antennas in your neck of the woods. So, class, if you'd like to do this yourself, antennasearch.com. I'll put it on the website. I'll post the link on the website, USA Prepares, and you can find out how many antennas and towers are in your neck of the woods, and you might be quite surprised. I was surprised that there were two. I thought there were one. I thought there was one where we live. So, Bert, from my understanding of this discussion, more technology is coming our way. More microwaves are coming our way. There's an attempt to charge wirelessly, which you and I both believe have some concerns, right?
Yeah, let your congressman know that the FCC needs to stay vigilant and have health standards for these devices.
And, Bert, you are a radio frequency engineer. This is the kind of stuff you do. So it's not like you've just read about it. You are immersed in this 24/7. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. We're developing product on the lab right now on our bench, and we see those signals you're talking about. They drive us nuts because we don't know if it's something we're generating or coming off the air.
There you go. Bert Pertonis, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you again really soon. Thank you so much. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.